Our next article is entitled Gifts of Friendship, When a Bond Between Lutherans and Muslims Transcends Doctrine. It's written for us by Sue Sprang, who writes for the Mission in the Mitten column of the Northwest Lower Michigan Synod. University Lutheran Church and the Islamic Society of Greater Lansing, both in East Lansing, Michigan, have a relationship that extends back to the 1970s. The congregations provide spiritual and religious guidance and services to Michigan State University and the surrounding area. The houses of worship also sit next to each other, sharing a parking lot and playground, and host interfaith events together. The longtime friendship between the worshiping communities took a step further when university asked the Islamic Center to join it for God's Work Our Hands Sunday activities in September 2015. The mosque's spiritual leader, Imam Sohail Chaudhry, wasn't surprised by the invitation, nor by his congregants' eagerness to participate. "When I came here, I was over the moon when I heard of the warm, close relationship with the Lutheran Church," Chaudhry said. "It's one of my goals to improve relationships with other faith communities and bring people of different faiths closer through education and collaborative efforts. In the case of the Lutheran Church, I didn't have to make much of an effort because this relationship had been established even before I arrived." This strong bond laid a foundation for the mosque's outreach to university when taking steps toward environmental stewardship. The Islamic Center approached its neighbor with a friendly challenge in the form of solar energy. "The solar project, implemented by the Islamic Center, is our attempt to take care of God's creation by generating electricity without a trace of carbon footprint," Chaudhry said. "As a house of worship, we didn't want to merely preach, but also put our words into action. By producing electricity from a renewable source, we are conserving the environment as required by our faith." Initially, the congregations contemplated installing a joint solar power system between their property lines, but they also realized that the project was cost prohibitive in the short run. So the Islamic Center moved ahead by installing its own system. "We installed a 10.24 kilowatt solar array system on our rooftop, which generates only a small portion of the electricity we consume," Chaudhry said. "Not only does it serve the primary purpose of generating electricity, but it also serves as an example for our members to follow. We're treating this as a beginning and intend to grow the array in the future until it can produce enough electricity to be self-sufficient." On university's end, the idea lay dormant for a couple of years, but it wasn't completely forgotten, especially by its Muslim neighbors. "We knew the Islamic Center had installed a solar array and some money had been donated at the university for the project," said one of its pastors, Gary Bungie. "But there was also not a great deal of energy for it except by the congregation's earthkeeping team. However, when the Islamic Center surprised us with a gift of $25,000 for the project, although they said there were no strings attached and we could use the money however we wished, the dormant idea came to life. University was able to fund its end of the solar project with the center's gift, other donations, a bequest, and the money it had saved on utility bills during the COVID pandemic crisis. The solar panels were installed in early September and are now producing electricity. Our friendship with University Lutheran Church spans decades now," Chaudhry said. "We have worked together on several initiatives to benefit our local communities. When we could not fulfill our own goal of a solar project jointly and had to go on our own way, we did not want university to be left behind. After all, they're such wonderful neighbors to us, accommodating our parking needs every Friday and during the month of Ramadan. There are some things money can't buy, and the generosity of university is one of them. So we came up with the proposal of presenting the gift and challenging their members to match the donation so that their energy needs can be fully met for decades to come. Chaudhry's gratitude for the bond between the congregations is reciprocated by university. We're so grateful for the friendship and relationship that we have with the Islamic Center, Bungi said. They are incredibly gracious neighbors, and we're grateful that we can share our parking space with them and grateful for the ways that we can come together to serve our community. This relationship is a gift to both worshiping communities and a model for the rest of the world.